Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
I have a simple question for you. Who's your cell phone network provider? Some of you might name the usual suspects, the big players in the telco industry. It might be Vodacom, MTN, maybe even Cell C. But there might be a few of us who might mention names that we're familiar with when it comes to the banking environment or even from the retail space. FNB Connect, NetBank Connect that recently launched in September, and in a few months' time, we'll be seeing APSA Connect also launching. There's been a proliferation and ongoing development of MVNOs, Mobile Virtual Network Operators. These are essentially brands who offer you a SIM card with competitive data pricing, some loyalty points and reward systems that actually are linked to the kind of business that they're in. And fundamentally, in order to make sure that you can connect to the network and have data and sufficient connectivity, they piggyback off of the infrastructure of the big telco players like Vodacom, Telkom, and of course, even MTN. But to tell us more about the trends we see when it comes to growth of MVNOs, and maybe this is where you can also share your thoughts with us. Remember that Red Bull SIM card? What about Boxer Connect? What about Pick and Pay Mobile, Boxercom, and even the likes of Uconnect? We want to hear from you. Which SIM card do you use? Are you finding them to be competitive? And does it make a difference to the packages you choose? We want to hear, so share your thoughts on 063-688-0959. But someone who's going to give us a better understanding of the industry analysis and some of the themes we've seen developing is Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband. Jan, always a pleasure to have you with us on the show. Excited to speak to you. If I don't hear you on Seize the World, I'm happy to have you here on Kaya Biz. So welcome back. Jan, this is an exciting theme because it reminds me, probably when I first met you and we started working together, there was still Hater as a cell phone network provider and a mobile option from Telkom that was in the industry. But since then, from what I understand, there's at least more than 30 MVNOs, mobile virtual network operators. Just how prominent is this in South Africa?
Yeah, it's really gained traction. And the first MVNO, people might not even remember this, was Virgin Mobile.
Oh, yes.
And they launched on top of Cell C, and they shut down a couple of years ago. Virgin Mobile always struggled to kind of gain traction, but part of the problem was that the Cell C network was really bad. And what's changed in the last couple of years is the Cell C network's got really good, and it's got really good because they stopped trying to compete against Vodacom and MTN by throwing billions, and even Telkom, by throwing billions and billions at rolling out their own network infrastructure, their own radio access network infrastructure, I should say. And instead, they're buying wholesale capacity in various different deals. It's super technical how it's structured, so I'm not going to get lost in the weeds there. Okay. But they're buying wholesale capacity from MTN and Vodacom. And they're piggybacking themselves on those radio access networks. But Cell C's MVNO business, as an MVNO enabler or an MVNE, is still intact. And so they're offering services to the likes of Capitec Connect. And its own network has got really, really good now. And so all of a sudden, these MVNOs are also finally good. And so have become a much more viable option for someone who's looking for a reliable network and not just a cost-effective one.
I'm glad that you mentioned, that it has become a lot more competitive, but also greater quality in terms of the experience. And a lot of that has to do with the investment into the infrastructure. Whenever you take a look at the company results of one of the telco or either of the telcos, in the last few years, they've invested heavily in CapEx. And that's to make sure that everywhere we go, there's a tower, we can get signal, we can get connection, and that essentially we can also get the necessary data that we want. Help us unpack that a little further, just to understand how the dynamics have shifted in the industry where, everyone's not trying to build their own railway line, but saying, hey, let's use what's already there. We'll just put different locomotives on now to manage the traffic.
Right. So we now have essentially three players still building towers in the country, but even that's kind of shifted. So we have Vodacom, MTN, and Telkom. And Vodacom and MTN are each pumping like 10 billion rand each per year into their network. Now, that's not all towers, but a lot of that's towers. Mm-hmm. And that's towers from like remote Limpopo all the way through densifying their networks in South Africa's biggest cities. You know, Pretoria, Joburg, Cape Town, Durban, Bloemfontein, you know, they have to, because to add capacity to their network, they also have to build new towers. You know, with the new spectrum, things have made that a little bit simpler to add capacity. But sometimes in highly active areas or areas where there's a lot of demand for network capacity, they've had to double up, triple up towers to make sure that everybody can get connected. Mm. So there's that aspect to it. Part of the CapEx is also into security because of the amount of vandalism that's been happening on their networks, to steal batteries and other stuff out of their towers. They've had to be quite creative about how they protect the infrastructure. And then, of course, load shedding meant that they had to roll out a lot of the money was for rollouts was diverted to backup power, generators and so on. And then the batteries, obviously, which now get stolen out of the towers. And so they've had to you know, figure out ways to cast the batteries in concrete, essentially, to make it hard to steal. And so you've got that element to it as well. But really, we're looking at just a huge amount of investment in cellular network capacity from the big players in South Africa. And then the likes of Cell C, who buys capacity from them, benefits. And also, it puts pressure on Telkom. You know, who has to compete with them. Mm-hmm. But as I said, the dynamics in the market has shifted there as well. And I just want to touch on this because it gets quite complex. And I don't want to get lost in the weeds, but these companies have also inked deals with independent tower companies. Ooh. So Telkom now recently inked the deal to sell its tower infrastructure to a separate player and then lease it back. And so that puts a whole bunch of cash into Telkom, which it can invest elsewhere.
That's similar to what MTN did a few years ago, right? With IHS?
Exactly, yeah. Gotcha. Exactly. And so all of the guys are doing this. It's not just Telkom who needed to do something to get cash on the books and give some cash back to shareholders. The big guys, Vodacom and MTN, did exactly the same thing because it makes financial sense for them to do so. Mm. And so, you know, they have their own towers, but they don't really own the towers. They've got an agreement to use the towers in a leaseback deal. And so, all I'm trying to say is the space is getting really interesting in terms of, you know, as you said, the railways and the locomotives and how much of this infrastructure can be shared at the end of the day between players and how open the market is becoming for new service providers to come online from regular broadband ISPs like Afrihost and Access offering mobile network services on using their own brands, you know, to banks making a huge splash like Capitec in particular has been reporting huge growth in its MVNO.
100%. And I actually think this is so critical that you mention it. From what I understand, we have more than 50 MVNOs in the country. At this stage, I mean, Kaya could have its own cell phone network. Kaya Connect, if we want to call it that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Apps is coming onto the market. Nedbank recently launched in September, if I'm not mistaken. But Capitec is leading the charge, given the numbers that they've been sharing. But retailers have also been having a field day in this environment. Is there a competitive analysis around, you know, who's winning, why they're winning, how they're winning? Because I'm also told that, and looking at the research, that the nuances and the benefits and the programs are structured differently to also suit the needs of the actual provider of that particular MVNO.
Right. And so, you know, there's very little data, hard data from the companies about how their MVNOs are doing. But we got a little snippet, right? Recently, when Cell C shared, they had bought ShopRite Connect. So ShopRite had its own MVNO. As far as I remember, it was on the Cell C network. Might have actually been on the MTN network. I don't remember now exactly. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that they had about 150,000 customers on that network, and Cell C bought them. Now, to put that in perspective, Capitec's latest report said that they had 1.1 million customers on their MVNO. So Capitec's winning there. FNB, I think, was just touching a million. And so Capitec, in a very short space of time, has overtaken FNB's MVNO, which has been around for much longer. And so whatever Capitec is doing in terms of signing people up to its network is really working well for them. And because of that, you can see the banks are getting quite excited about it as an alternative revenue stream and as a way to learn more about their customer. And you know, we're not talking about spying on your phone calls or WhatsApps or anything, right. but in terms of how you use your mobile service, they can learn quite a bit about their customers and how to meet their customers' needs is what Capitec says, and that's kind of what it's hoping for at the end of the day from its MVNO. And so Capitec's success has even influenced how OM Bank, Old Mutuals Bank, is entering the market. So, you know, before launch, OM Bank made sure that it had an MVNO in place that it could launch with that to market as well.
Sure.
It's really, the success of Capitec Connect has shaken things up and really gotten the attention of the financial technology guys, the financial guys and the fintech guys.
Got you. And I guess a key metric that we need to look out for is that customer numbers is one thing, but what we want to understand is their margins. So ARPU, is that something that we should be pushing for these banks and retailers to actually publish a lot more often?
Yeah. So, I mean, and we can try, but, whenever we've sat down with Capitec Connect or Capitec to get any kind of concrete info out of them, they're quite tight-lipped. And, you know, this is always the case with something that's quite brand new, but Capitec is sharing net income from Capitec Connect. Now, how exactly that's calculated, I don't know, but the number is impressive. It's like 160-something million rand net income that they say they're generating from Capitec Connect already. And so if that's legitimately pure profit that they're making from Capitec Connect, mm-hmm. that's really good. The thing is, trying to measure the MVNOs against the same metrics as the MNOs I don't think that's the way to do it.
Okay.
One will have to look at what the brand with the MVNO is actually trying to achieve. Is it like a retailer that's trying to achieve some kind of stickiness with a customer, you know, where they say, listen, if you come and spend money in our store, we will give you airtime? Or, you know, is it a fashion brand like
yes.
a Fashini?
Yes.
Or a Mr. Price, because there's a Mr. P Mobile,
yes.
where they reward you for coming to spend money for helping them meet their primary targets, which is selling clothes or groceries out of their stores or gotcha. Getting foot traffic in their stores. So if the MVNO can help them do that, that's a success. And that's also how the MNOs are pitching it to them. That's how they're selling it to them. So they don't necessarily have to make massive margins on the actual airtime and data that they're selling
gotcha.
If they can boost the other stuff in their business using this.
Got you. Jan, always fascinating speaking to you. And thank you for giving us that perspective. And it makes sense given the offerings we do see from some of these retailers, encouraging their customers to pay their accounts on time, win data or airtime, and the banks encouraging
exactly.
them to use it effectively for banking. It is an interesting
yeah.
time to be alive. So how about we have the staff writer some card, huh? I'm teasing. That's a private joke, but oh well.
Absolutely. The staff writer in Vienna.
Thanks again, Jan. Always a pleasure speaking to you.
You too. Have a great evening.
Fantastic. That's Jan Vermeulen. He's the editor at My Broadband, joining us tonight. And of course, giving us some perspective on the environment that we do see when it comes to MVNOs, mobile virtual network operators, and really does remind us of the fact that now we have a few options when it comes to making phone calls. You might have heard me speak to Jan about ARPU. That's average revenue per user. That's typically the metric that we've used to measure the level of profit that telco producers or telcos make from us making a call or using data. But quite clearly, that hotline bling, it's building up for all of us in a different way. But yeah, let's get your voice notes as we wrap up. That was Jan Vermeulen, the editor of My Broadband, joining us tonight talking MVNO trends. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You've been listening to Kaya Biz.
For me, I'm using four of them. MTN, Ngibizi Speeds. I only expensive shem, kota shem, and you won't go wrong with the network. Telkom, Telkom, like, I don't want to say cheaper, it's affordable. Ngibiza Pick and Pay. Vodacom, ngibiza Woolies. Right. Cell C, entandanin. Yangas entandanin? People who stay in Malukasi, they will understand. Oh, entandanin, gulapo yonkin, telkom, we are taller, guys. Nyamu, itola ngok, right, itola, like, if Cell C, leyo, fun, and network ya corner, yo, how we are linked. But yeah, I won't complain because four of them I'm using it. If le yang paisang la. So yeah.
Click. Kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.